attempts are beginning to identify the human remains exhumed from a grave in Aniela in County Monaghan. This follows the confirmation that they're not those of Joe Linsky, who was murdered and buried by the IRA in the early 1970s. The Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains said DNA tests had shown the body was not that of Mr. Linsky. Neither did the test results match the family to whom the grave belongs. Joe Linsky is one of the group known as the Disappeared, a group of 17 people who were abducted, murdered and secretly buried during the Troubles. The Archbishop of Armagh, Eamon Martin, said the news was very difficult for the families involved.
I kind of had a feeling this last few weeks that since we hadn't heard any news, that perhaps it wasn't going to turn out well for the Linsky family. And we're so sorry for them. And we're also extremely, you know, sorry for the family of those the family of the people who are in that grave, mm-hmm. who so courageously and bravely have cooperated. And I can only imagine how distressing it has been for them as well.
Archbishop Eamon Martin speaking to the BBC earlier. Sandra Peake is the chief executive of the Wave Trauma Centre, which supports people who were bereaved or injured during the Troubles. And she joins us now on the line. Good afternoon and thanks for talking to us.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
How tough is this news likely to be for the Linsky family?
Well, the news has been very tough. I've worked with the families a long time, and when searches have been ongoing and ended, they have ended, and that's been very painful, and families find it very difficult when it's been unsuccessful. But in this case, the family were one step further in the sense that, you know, there was an identification process in relation to remains, and the hope that would indeed be Joe, and therefore that particularly, I think, has heightened the sense of distress and disappointment, because Maria, Joe's niece, I think she had been bolstered over weeks because there had been ongoing articles and papers saying, yes, you know, there's every indication that he may have been brought to this area. I mean, for so many years now, it's believed that Joe was actually had been secretly buried in Meath around Wilkinstown. And therefore, for a different place, different area, different circumstances, that this, you know, this was major. So she was bolstered when she read articles thinking, well, there's every indication this indeed could be him. And she'd everything planned right down to readings and who would read what and how a funeral for him might work and where he would come to. So when you come to that level of preparation and then to be pulled back from it is very, very difficult.
Oh my gosh, that is very sad. And this, I think, is the second time that her hopes have been raised only to be dashed again.
Well, that's right. I mean, in the past, there have been a further search. The commission believed in down near Meath, and there was every indication that that's where he had been taken. There, it was widely believed there were four of the disappeared brought to the Meath area, and three of them have been recovered. And so there was a search for him in Meath, and Maria was on her way down. A body had been recovered, and there was every indication they were looking for Joe, that was indeed Joe. And she was on her way down to Meath when a call came into the commission to say that there was actually a second body in that grave. And that therefore raised concerns in relation to whether it might not be the bodies of Seamus Wright and Kevin McKee. And they have been searching in the adjacent site for them for 10 years before that, and firmly believing they'd been taken there. So she arrived down she left Belfast believing that this could eventually be the recovery of her uncle. She arrived in Meath with a lot more uncertainty than fact it probably wasn't and could well be Kevin and Seamus, and she knew both those families, so it was very bittersweet for her. She will always say, look, out of that search came something good because they were able to lay both those men to rest, but very difficult for her in relation to, again, being psychologically prepared for this might now be the time when we can bring him home and we can lay him to rest.
It's more than 50 years since the IRA killed Joe Linsky. I suppose the fear will be that those with relevant information may no longer be around.
There's no doubt about that. And you know, as the, one of the families said, as the recoveries have been made, that as the circle becomes smaller, it becomes more difficult. And off that list, there are four that remain. And so it's hard, I suppose, to think about the fact, will your loved one be the only one not recovered by the commission? Or will they continue forever to be known as the disappeared because they actually haven't been recovered? And there's no doubt that's very difficult. But I suppose when you think back to that time, 50 years ago, and you're in your 20s, 50 years ago, and you know, people may have talked and told what they know before they died, there may well be firm indications that there could be other information out there. And we know that we're coming into the final stage of the work. I mean, so many of the families themselves are getting older, and they want this addressed in their lifetime. They don't want to hand it to the next generation. They really want that they can bring their loved ones home. The one thing that many of the mothers did before they died was that they put their sons' names on the family headstones. And when people say, well, did they do that to say that that's a marking place for them? If you talk to the siblings or to the next generation, they would say, no, they did that with the mantra of please continue to do all you can to bring to bring the loved ones back into that family grave. And so there is a sense of really wanting to do right by people, to give them that final resting place and to allow them to be brought back to those family graves.
It's more than 20 years now since this process began, and the families of the remaining disappeared, I think there are, what, just four left. They've had to watch other families reach a resolution and find their loved ones' remains, and that must be hard.
Well, there's no doubt it's bittersweet. I mean, the families as a group are a very united group. They're a very supportive group. I mean, this weekend they will come together, a number of them, to support each other. Those whose loved ones haven't been recovered will be supported by those who have. Interestingly, Rachel, those who have had their loved ones' bodies recovered have not just walked away. They have continued to provide support. They've continued to be around. They've continued to lobby and to highlight and to try really to show the, you know, what it has meant to their families of being able to lay their loved ones to rest. We always have a Mass on Palm Sunday. We have done that really for over 25 years. And that's been something which has brought a lot of solace as families come back because, you know, across Ireland, people will know about the significance of burial. We know about the significance of wakes. We know about the significance of all of those rightful things around laying people to rest. And for many people and for many of the families who disappeared throughout across the decades, sadly because of the circumstances, because this was a cruel, 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 callous practice, because these people just weren't taken. The families were made to believe that they were in fact still living. So they were caught knowing in their heart of hearts these people were dead, but being told that they were actually alive. And then when they dared to speak out, they were threatened. And so you imagine living with that for decades. And, you know, it's been something very difficult. And the families share that bond because they all, generally speaking, the process has been the same around all of those cases. So today I would urge anyone out there who can help recover, you know, Joe Linsky, who can help recover Seamus Maguire, who can help recover Columba McVeigh or Robert Narak, to please give that information to the Commission. The Commission were set up in 1999. They're set up to receive information that would be treated as privileged. It's confidential. Nothing will ever happen to anyone who speaks to the Commission. In fact, that information will go no further than the Commission, and it can only be used for one purpose, and that is to return the disappeared to their families for Christian burial. And, you know, that's something which that process has worked really well. Mm-hmm. And there may be people who may have something, they may not know whether it's significant or not, and I would urge them to contact the Commission, because at least the Commission can verify that, you know, that is indeed that is indeed useful, because they have all the information and they hold it. And it's a process that really works.
Sandra, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this afternoon. That was Sandra Peake, who's the chief executive of the WAVE Trauma Centre, which supports people who were bereaved or injured during the Troubles.